Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Join us for Pesach Ideas and Inspiration programming beginning this Tuesday night, April 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern. Pull up a chair at the Haggadah Roundtable with Mrs. Shira Hochheimer, Mrs. Esti Kimchi, Mrs. Jacqueline Sova, and Mrs. Sarah Malka Winter. Then join us Thursday night, April 3rd at 8 p.m. Eastern, From Matzah to Meaning with Mrs. Elisheva Kamenetsky, Engaging Teens at the Seder. Learn more and sign up at ouwomen.org/Pesach25. Wishing you and your family a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. And now for today's Perek.
Hello and welcome to the Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean and today we'll be studying Tehillim, Perek Memvav 46. The last parak that we learned together, Mem Hei, was a description of Mashiach and the reception of the people when Mashiach comes. A very uplifting parak. In this parak, we will encounter the time prior to the coming of Mashiach, says Rashi, namely the Chevle Mashiach that may be experienced, the birth pangs, and the challenges that we may encounter, the world upheaval that we may see before us. Now, parak Mem Vav, it's not a very well-known perek in Tehillim, although two of the psukim that repeat itself are no doubt familiar to most of us. But on the whole, it's not one of those prakim that roll off of our lips. So let's dive in and become more acquainted with this lesser-known perek. In general, we can say that this mizmar is a song of encouragement and faith that we should have during the tumultuous times that may arise before Mashiach's arrival. The Ibn Ezra adds that the challenges that will arise are seen from the vantage point of those living in the city of Yerushalayim. But the unique aspect of this perek is that there seems to be an implication that with all of the unrest around us, the world seems like it's teetering on the edge of disaster, we, Am Yisrael, will indeed be spared, and so will the city of Yerushalayim. We will be ensconced in this glass-like cocoon, looking outward at the upheaval, but we will feel Hashem's protection. The first pasuk has one word that is laden with meaning that will be a springboard and a basis of faith for those challenges. Pasuk Aleph, Lamenatzeach Livnei Korach Al Alamos Shir. Alamos. Alamos could be a musical instrument. There doesn't seem to be a consensus of what the instrument actually was. And just parenthetically, the score and the exact instrumentation of all of the songs of Tehillim really is lost to us. One more thing to look forward to when Mashiach comes is the magnificent music that must have pierced the airways when the Levim sang these compositions. But I digress, so let's move back. So Alamos, we said, was a musical instrument, but we know that the Hebrew language is so fluid, so Alamos can also refer to other ideas as well. Rav Hirsch connects the word to the root Ayin Lamed Mem, like the word Ne'elam, hidden, that it's a song about things in our lives that are hidden. And says Rav Hirsch, it's the mysteries of life that can only be sensed in the ecstasy of song. Or similarly, the challenges that we see and are about to confront will transform from challenges of which we cannot understand. The reasons are completely hidden from us. They're alamos. And they will transfer into a shir, a song. And this song begins with the declaration that we look to Hashem as the only one in which we place our trust. Pasuk Beis, Elokim lanu machaseva oz, Ezra b'tzaros nimtza me'od. Hashem is our protection and strength. He is our help in the time of challenges and trouble, and He is very present. He is very near, nimtza me'od. This is similar to the familiar pasuk from Tehillim, another place in Tehillim, Imo Anochi Bitzara. Hashem is with us at the time of challenge. In the time prior to Mashiach, there will be events in our world that will be so full of turmoil, and we wonder if we will be caught in the turmoil. In the turmoil of clashes of nations or natural disasters or shaky alliances between countries, of shortages of natural resources, of God forbid direct threats from enemies. This is also relevant. Whatever the challenges, Hashem is our protection and He is present. Therefore, when catastrophe happens in Gimel and Dalet 3 and 4, we will place our trust in Hashem. Al kein lo nira behamir aretz uvamot harim belev yamim. We won't be afraid, even though the earth reels and the world is going through massive upheavals, and the world quite literally is turning into one big battlefield, even though mountains can topple into the sea. Pasuk Dalet. Yehamu yechmeru meimav yirashu harim begavaso sela. Its waters rage and foam, mountains will roar and quake. Even though waters are raging from this earthquake, either allegorically or literally, the water spills over. However, the waters that flow into the city of Jerusalem, of Yerushalayim, are not threatening, but they transform into the waters that are life-sustaining. Nahar plagav yisamchu ir Elokim kadosh mishkenei elyon. There is a river whose streams will gladden Hashem's city, the holy dwelling place of the Most High, meaning the river that gladdens the city of God, namely Yerushalayim, the place where Hashem dwells on high. This river perhaps emerged from the terrible earthquakes that may have occurred, which shocked the riverbeds and caused them to flow past their banks and spill over into Jerusalem. But instead of the river becoming a threat because of the floods, this river will turn into a blessing and will nourish the city. En pasuk vav, Elokim bikirba bal timot, yazreha Elokim lifnos boker. Hashem is within the city. It shall not falter. Hashem will help it when dawn breaks. Hamugayim matu mamlechos nasan bikolo tamug aretz. Nations are ranging, kingdoms are toppling, but Hashem raises his voice and the earth will dissolve. En pasuk ches 8, a familiar pasuk to us, Hashem tzevakos imanu, misgav lanu elokei Yaakov sela. Hashem is the God of hosts. He is with us. The God of Yaakov is our protection. And we continue with words that resonate so deeply because we have seen Israel at war. We have seen natural disasters. As I'm recording this a week ago, we have seen what the news outlets were calling cataclysmic wildfires that were raging in Los Angeles. L'chu chazu mifalos Hashem asher sam shamos ba'aretz. Come and see the wonders of Hashem that he has brought desolation to the earth. Hashem can do anything. But we know Hashem can bring destruction, but Hashem can also stop destruction. Mashbis milchamos ad ketzei ha'aretz. Hashem can put a stop to wars throughout the world. Keshes yishaber v'kitzetz chanitz agalos yisrof ba'esh. Can break the bow, snapping the spear, and putting wagons on fire. We have to know that any envoy or peace brokers are emissaries of Hashem. Hashem will determine the outcome of the wars that are waged. Mashbis milchamos. And Hashem can bring a stop to these wars. Particularly in this parak, the war of Gog and Magog, before the arrival of Mashiach. And therefore, we continue and we say, Hirpu ude'u ki anochi Elokim, arum ba'goyim, arum ba'aretz, says Hashem. Realize, stop. Realize that I am Hashem. I dominate the nations and I rule the earth. And then we repeat the refrain, Hashem tzevakos imanu misgav lanu elokei Yaakov sela. Hashem is the God of hosts. He is with us. He is our protection, the God of Yaakov. Hashem is referred to here as the God of hosts or the God of legions, tzevakos. He is the true commander-in-chief. We know that at times, sometimes we shake ourselves and say, did that really just happen? How world events or personal events can turn on a dime. The Medrash tells us in Bereshis Rabbah, Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon v'Rabbi Chanin b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kesiv, it is written, in Tehillim, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Tes, L'chu chazu mifalos Hashem, look at the wonders of Hashem, look at how HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates the world events. Hikzif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adonim al Avdehem, Litein Gdula l'tzadikim. Hashem brings anger of masters on their servants in order to give greatness to tzaddikim. As it says in Bereshis, Paro katzaf al avadav. Paro became angry at his servants. Litein gdula liyosef. If you look at the wonders of Hashem, Hashem causes masters to become angry at their servants. He caused that to happen during the time of Yosef. And Yosef rose to power when he had dealings with Paro's attendants who were in jail because Paro got angry at them, which led to Yosef's interpreting their dreams, leading to Yosef interpreting Paro's dreams and his being raised to second in command in Egypt. And, continues the Medrash, Hashem causes servants to become angry at their masters, avadim al adonehim, litain gdula litzadik, as it says, ketzaf bigson v'seresh, litain gdula l'mordechai. Bigson and Seresh plotted against the king, the servants of the king, and Mordechai, as we know, relayed the information which led to his ultimately being promoted within the court of Ahasuerus. Lechu chazu mifalos Hashem, go and contemplate the unbelievable wonders of Hashem. Hashem tzavakos imanu miskav lanu Elokei Yaakov Selah. The name Yaakov is used to symbolize the nation, our nation that is in exile and feels threatened, like Yaakov Avinu, the first Golos Jew, the first exile Jew. The Meshorer encourages all of us who may feel that quote-unquote Yaakovness aspect of ourselves, the one that's being attacked, the one that's holding on to the heel, the one that's being kicked by heels, that Hashem is right there with us and is the ultimate protection. A song of encouragement, a song of protection, alamos. It's a song about things that seem elusive, but will one day transform into a song, al alamos shir. And how do we know this? Because we know that Hashem will shield us from the travails that will herald Mashiach. Hashem tzavakos imanu, miskav lanu, Elokei Yaakov Selah. That those things that were challenging and hidden to us will transform into a shir, because we know that Hashem will shield us from the travails that will herald the Mashiach. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel. Have a wonderful day.